Okay, welcome. I'm Timothy G. from Los Angeles, from Wake Up You Debtors. We love our Saturday meeting. And welcome the Fellowship Workshop. I am a debtor, and please join me in opening with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the present to know the difference. This is a word to the newcomers. If you are having problems with money and debt and think you may be a compulsive debtor, you have come to the right place. Debtors Anonymous can help you. We offer face-to-face, telephone, and internet meetings, and we suggest attending at least 6 meetings to have the opportunity to identify with speakers and to become familiar with DA before deciding whether or not this program is for you. If you identify with some or all aspects of compulsive debting, we hope you will join us on the path of recovery and find the peace, joy, and love that we have found in Debtors Anonymous. The topic for our workshop is PRG with higher power, HP. All right. We'll have 3 speakers, and they'll have 10 minutes, and we'll ask each speaker to identify with their first name.
Hi, I'm Sarah, debtor and under earner.
Hi, I'm Conchetta, recovering debtor.
Hi, Jamila, debtor under earner.
Okay. Hi, I'm Conchetta. I'm a recovering debtor. It's really amazing to be here. It's so exciting. And I'll just jump right in. I'm from New York City, and I found my recovery there, and I just moved to LA. And it's really interesting because the way we do PRGs in New York is different than how we do them here in LA. And so in New York, we do them for 1 hour. And over here in LA, we do them for 1.5 hours. And like LAers don't mess around with their 1.5 hours, because when I was like trying to set up all the PRGs that I was giving, I was like, well, I have 1 hour available. They're like, no, it is 1.5 hours. I'm like, but in New York, we do it for 1 hour. And they're like, we're in LA. So anyway, I absolutely love giving and getting PRGs. For me, it's where all my transformation happened in my program. When I sat down in my PRG and they told me that I had to get a B job, I was crying and like, you don't understand who I am and this will never work, crying and crying. And I did what they suggested and my whole life changed. And so I really take that into when I give a PRG, like a little bit of tough love, I think, is really important. I mean, first and foremost, I always ask God, like, okay, help me give this person what they need. And I try to also make them feel very comfortable. A lot of people are really scared when they come in for PRGs. And I say, remember, there's the word relief in the middle of PRG. Like, relief, you're going to get relief. Now, it might not look the way, like, it's interesting because, you know, in my experience, like that was not when they told me about that, I had to take some actions that I did not want to take and my ego did not want to take. Like, that didn't feel like relief to me. You know, it felt like fucking hell. But it led to relief in my life on such a profound level of like getting stable with my money, you know. So I try to be compassionate, but also sort of like, okay, where is this person a little bit resistant? And like, let's try to get in there. And I ask God to help me do it gently, because I think that that's where the transformation really, really happens, is when you can help somebody do something they just don't want to do. Here in LA, a lot of people talk about 10 minutes, and that was really helpful to me. They're like, well, can you do this for 10 minutes a day? Can you just take this action for 10 minutes a day? And that was really nice. 'Cause like in New York, there's no 10 minutes. Like, it's like, you know, I don't know. You have to like really do it, or I don't know. It was stressful. And I love also what's fabulous is that here we have this pressure relief booklet, which is so beautiful. And I'm just going to read the opening prayer, which I just find there's a lot like it's really intense. You have to do like a lot of reading, a lot of writing. It's like it's very like formalized, which I think is fantastic. Having just come from the other side, which is a little bit more loose. And sometimes the people bring their numbers, sometimes they don't. But here it's really, really about the numbers, which I think is amazing. So here's the opening prayer. Our Father, we come to you as a friend. You have said that where two or more are gathered together in your name, there you will be in the midst. We believe that you are here with us now. We believe this is something you would have us do and that it has your blessing. We pledge with you always to be honest and to search our hearts for weaknesses and errors that we may not block your help. We believe that you want us to be real partners with you in this business of living, accepting our full responsibilities and certain that the rewards will be freedom and growth and happiness. For this, we are grateful. We ask you at all times to guide us. Help us daily to come closer to you and grant us new ways of living of gratitude. Amen. So, I mean, that's just beautiful. And I, you know, when somebody's getting overwhelmed in their PRG, I always remind them. I said, you know, like I have a spiritual teacher. He says that like being overwhelmed means being out of partnership with God. So if you feel overwhelmed, it's because you're out of partnership with God and you don't have to do it all yourself. And I remind them of that. You know, giving PRGs has just been so amazing in my own life because you really see that it's not about the money. Like I've given a PRG to somebody with like six figures in their prudent reserve and they're terrified, you know, just terrified. And I can't tell you how many PRGs, I don't know, for some reason, like I get a lot of people with inheritance. I don't know why. Maybe it's because like I wish I had one or like, I don't know. But it's very interesting, the inheritor situation. You know, it's just like point blank, everyone's afraid of money, no matter how much or how little you have. And that is such an incredible leveling experience, you know, to see that. And this morning at my meeting, I was sharing about how like I just feel sometimes that I'm obsessed with money, obsessed with like checking my bank account. And like there's an obsession there, an addiction. And PRGs have just helped me see that like it's not about that number. Like it really always, it seems like it is, but I think that's the great illusion, you know. It's like it's really about like what is our path, what are we meant to do, what is God's will, and to have the power to carry that out. And anyway, I really think that's it for me. So thanks for letting me share.
Hi, Jamila. Hey. So I came in closer. All right. Oh, there we go. I was going to say I didn't have enough cord to go closer. All right. So let's see. So I came into program in 2012. And I came into program because I had lost my job and I didn't have savings enough to fill the gap between when I lost my job and finding another one. And for me, part of what my story is not taking care of myself and taking care of other people. So before that, I had had probably about $6,000 worth of savings. And through the summer, my sister needed a car. I also helped take care of this, and my nephew was much younger then, but take care of my nephew. My nephew needed clothes. Then I got a new place, and so I put a down payment on my place, plus security, like all of that sort of thing. And then when I lost my job, ate through my savings, and then had to go like paycheck to paycheck. And I am in another program, and I was talking about my relationship with my sister, and the person, what they heard was about my relationship with money. And so someone came to me and was like, have you heard of DA? And I was like, no, I've not. I've never heard of that program. And so they told me about the Saturday program, the Saturday meeting on Olympic, the big one. And so I went to that meeting. And I remember the person was David S. speaking, and he was talking about writing and how he wasn't really doing the things that he knew to do or wanted to do and wasn't aligned. And like, I feel like everything that I heard in that meeting, people were basically speaking my life, because there were things about background as well, and the way that I treated my skills, my talents, and my relationship with money, and the way that I wasn't sure about how to care for myself, but I knew how to care for other people. Because one of the lessons that I got was like, if you are able to take care of someone, then you should. But there are also qualifications. Like, are you taking care of yourself? What does your ability to take care of someone mean? Does it mean that you have time? Does it mean money? Does it mean, like, what are those different things? And for me, it meant all of it. So, like, I'd be like, I'm fine. I can. And the fine for me was just this baseline. Like, so I had a place to stay. I could feed myself, like that kind of thing. It really wasn't about quality of life and the vision that I wanted for myself. And that taps into childhood things that we don't need to go into. That's probably another program as well. And so I came in and was immediately of service. So at that meeting, I went directly into the kitchen and started washing dishes. And then the next meeting, I sat down in the front, and the person said, and I was like the second person in the room, and I think the first person was the person who was supposed to be speaking, and the leader of the meeting, the secretary, looked at me and was very nice, and I was like, oh, people are wonderful. I love how they, like, there's a whole reception that you get when you come in. And no, he was just buttering me up, because the next thing he asked me was like, could I read? And I was like, I don't feel like you want me. I just got here yesterday. And they said, no, that's a day more than someone else might have been in program. And I was like, I feel like you all are tricking me. So from that moment on, it really was about like listening, being open, being of service, and learning what it means, learning what service means, because it's both about me and about other people. And that's then goes into what I learned in my PRG. So I had in my first PRG brought my numbers, and I am forever grateful, because I carry it into every PRG that I give, every when I had a sponsee, when I talked to my sponsee about their money as well. Like, we went through my numbers, and then they started asking me questions about what I wanted for my life. And this is like my life as a whole, not just like those categories that they have in the numbers booklet, but what do you want to feel? What are the experiences that you want? And then what is the gap between what you're earning right now and what that would look like? And so there was a lot of being able to envision, so that I'm not just earning to be earning, but I'm earning because of what I want to have, or what I want to do, or what I want to be, and what I want to feel in my life. And from those moments, I was like, well, I was like, this is going to be recorded. So I was about to cuss. I was like, oh my goodness. That is a lot. Those were questions that I had never really been asked in my life. It was more about my ability to be, in quotes, a responsible person. And a responsible person was really in a small box. But I knew, I've known since I was 10 years old what I wanted to do. And like, I had a vision since I was 10 years old about the life that I wanted to have. But it's not what in my family would be called a responsible life. And so the questions that I took from from my PRG were really about not just the ways that I was earning or the categories of my numbers, but So what does it take for you? And these are basics. So what does it take for you to take care of your hair monthly? What does that mean? And I was like, I don't even know, because I only worry about it like if it starts to look a mess. And I'm like, oh, I probably should do something about this. But what would it mean to actually take care of your hair? What would it mean to have underwear that didn't have holes in them? And I never worried about my underwear because, I mean, nobody sees it but me, really. So what is the point of that? But it's really about the quality of the life that you wanna have. What type of food do you wanna be eating? Like, how do you want to feed and nurture and take care of yourself? And from there, that's how I started looking at my numbers. That was also one of the ways that I knew that I belonged in another program, because of the amount of money in a specific category. And it was like, I probably should like do some work around that, because the part of what I would do is because I wasn't asking myself those questions, then I used other things to fill those holes, to fill the things that I didn't think a higher power actually cared about, or questions that I thought that were irrelevant in living in quotes responsible life. And so being able to use numbers both as the ability to say, where's my time and where my energy going, and do I want to do that? Is this where I want to spend my time? Is this where I want to spend my energy? Because if you think of money as energy as well, 2 minutes, thank you. If you think of money as energy as well, because you have to spend time and energy earning it, putting your time and energy into something, then is that what you want to do? And so then when you're spending it, is this the life that you want to have? Is this where you want that time and energy to go? And those were questions that I came away with from my PRG. And that, for me, connects to trust in a higher power, that these are things that we can create together, and that these are things that my higher power actually wants for me to have in my life. That it's not about restriction for me so that other people can have, that there's an abundance in the world, and that it's okay for me to be, and I'm going to say this in a good way, it's okay for me to be selfish about the quality and the time and the things that I want for my own life, because a higher power is thinking about abundance for all of us. It's not like, well, just because you got a house doesn't mean that I can't have like a similar house, or you got a car, that means I can't have. That's not how it works. Like, the more we all put out in the world the connection and relationship to higher power and our true beings, the more there is for everyone else. And that's for me the way that I received PRGs, and that's how I try to give them and try to ask those questions. And people have resistance to it, and there's also the thing about like, well, are you doing the thing you want to be doing? And if not, then why not? Like, what's going on there? Or if you're spending, are you spending the money where you want to be spending it? Have you asked those questions? Like those are things. And some of that time. Okay, I was going to say really quickly. Some of that people have resistance to, but then I just ask them to sit with it. Like, be uncomfortable and ask yourself questions about what you want and what your higher power wants and how you can create these things together.
I'm Sarah Detter, an under-earner. Thank you so much for the previous shares. That was really touching. And I'm so grateful to be here with you guys. My heart feels like so tender, because I know how hard it is to look at some of this stuff. And so I just think it's so beautiful that we're all here together. And I love all of you guys. So yeah, the first thing I wanted to talk about, because it says PRGs with higher power, is about a concept of higher power. And for me in this program, a big part of it is the structure and the boundaries put together with intimacy. Because I think a big part of my debting and under earning had to do with there being weak boundaries and unhealthy intimacy around money. And I think the PRG is really amazing because it, like, I was so happy to see that book. When I give a PRG, I'm always really careful about following the format. And I think that that brings such a degree of safety. And then, like, the prayers in it are so heart opening. And so I think that is a higher power. That's like this beautiful wisdom and structure put together with people who are, it's all, you know, we're just doing this for free for each other. It's just love. And so I think, like, the space we hold when we give it, and the bravery we have when we receive it, is that, to me, is a higher power than myself. That's bigger and greater than me on my own in my head, trying to come up with better solutions to my life, which never works. And another thing about PRGs, which I'm committed to give it when I give them, I think that we all have so many answers within us. It's just, we need each other to reflect them. And that's why I think, like, the 12 step programs are, and especially DA, since we're here today, but they're all amazing, is so amazing, is because we're all qualified to mirror each other. We need that. Like, that's priceless. Anybody mirroring me is priceless because I can't see myself. Thank you. I hear that. it's Pavlovian. Yeah. And sorry. That's true. That's a good breath break. yeah. So I think that, you know, outside help is amazing, and that's different. Like, if I think therapy and all of that is a really a great tool. But I think that PRGs, what's special is that we don't have to have ideas or theories or opinions or training, because we can simply, like, reflect what we're hearing. And that is so precious. Like, for somebody to see other people hearing them and accepting them and not judging them and then repeating what they hear, I think that brings so much clarity. And it also brings serenity, because, you know, the phrase, we're only as sick as our secrets. So just saying things out loud, saying what we're afraid of, and then seeing two people calmly not freak out, I think is very soothing. And then saying what we want and seeing two people calmly not freak out and just not, like, that's also really precious and valuable. So, yeah, I think the structure of PRGs is amazing. And, there's two things. One quick thing I want to say is, like, I think it's good to remember, for me, it's a program of self-acceptance, not self-improvement, because there's so much to do. And I've had an experience, and this has informed how I give PRGs, but in getting PRGs, a big part of my disease is perfectionism. And so if I get a lot of actions and suggestions, that's really helpful, but it's not necessarily always the point. The actions can be great. And so when I give a PRG, I'm also really aware that giving suggestions is great, but it's also not necessarily the where the most benefit comes from. And that's why I think it's also great. I keep saying, I think I'm Gemini. So where two of us, yes. Where two of us are there, because everyone's so different and we find this balance. So if one person is offering more suggestions and practical advice, and then maybe the other person is giving more just nurturing support and holding space. And in every PRG I've given or gotten, I feel like that negotiation happens so fast and intuitively. And that's really good practice for every other situation, like work relationship and personal relationship. And I just came up with this metaphor as I was driving here this morning, because I have, thanks to the help of one of my PRG people, I recently started this job. And the job is in the world of food. And which is fun, but something that's hard for me as a perfectionist and codependent with everything in the universe is that I don't like throwing away extra food. It's like really painful for me every time, but it's just a part of life. And so as I was driving here this morning, I was thinking how I've had that experience with PRGs where I don't take all the actions. And so it feels like throwing away. But I had the realization that, you know, I don't really have to know or understand the whole picture. And I know that having given PRGs, giving them is really healing. And often after I give a PRG, I have a lot of clarity about what's important, what I want to do. I feel like filled up and motivated. And so maybe those PRGs where I got like 50 things to do and I can't do half of them, I can't even do 10 of them because of where I'm at. Maybe that was more for the person giving it to me. Like maybe that really helped them. And like, you know, on planet Earth, like if there's garbage and that becomes compost, that grows new stuff. So I just feel like doing them imperfectly and showing up. And for me, DA, a huge part is just showing up because I want to show up only when I'm perfect, but that's never. So I never want to show up. So like this morning, for example, I'm just going to confess I didn't register because I cut it very close getting here and I ran to this room. And that's not really sober. That's not, I'm not proud of that. Like that's not great, but my first goal is like, show up, like be where you said you were going to be, just do your best, be imperfect. And same with the PRGs. It's like, I think if we can show up, even if we don't have all the answers, if I can show up and give a PRG, even if I'm not feeling like I have it all together, I can still help. And then thank you. And if I show up to get a PRG, I've shown up with all my numbers and everything. And then I've shown up a mess. But at least both times, I think just in the connection with other people, like in the book, when two or more come together for a spiritual purpose, and that's healing. And so at the end of the day, I think the more I can show up, the better. And the more I can bring in a power greater than myself, which involves trusting, trusting the structure and trusting the space of the unknown, good things come of that. So yeah, I look forward to hearing questions and thanks for listening. I hope that helps.
Great, thank you. In closing, we would like to remind you that in Debtors Anonymous, we practice Tradition 12, which is the principle of anonymity. This assures us the freedom to express ourselves at meetings and in private conversations without fear that our comments will be repeated. We keep what is shared at the meetings confidential. As we work in steps and practice DA's traditions and concepts, we are reminded that recovery is possible and that we are all here for a common purpose, to recover from compulsive debting one day at a time. Please form a circle and join me in closing the workshop with a serenity prayer. And let's thank all of our speakers today.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.